welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
What's up, everybody?
We are on the... Why do you have to reach there after you say, come on?
I think it's fun to do right
really?
When you start talking.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this pumpkin. I like it.
Yeah, you tell that turd, buddy. Anyways, so here we are in, what, issue 10?
I mean, if you want to go ahead.
All right, so yeah, we're in issue 10 of the Crisis on Infinite Earths, the last 10 issues.
Episodes,
thank you. Cover the last 9 issues plus the monitoring the monitor pre-crisis crisis.
That works. All right. So we pick up right where we left off with Simon torturing Luther. And then Simon gets his brain blown out by Brainiac.
Brainiac does a brain attack.
Yep. Because Brainiac is the ship. He's literally just a...
He's the ship.
Digital being. Like, he just remade his body.
Yeah, the whole ship is him.
Yeah.
Like, he's alive in it. And
I'll cover this. Mother tapes at the end of the issue.
Sounds great, because it didn't really fit in with anything that was going on anyway.
It does, but it doesn't. Like, with the first time I ever read it, I did read that along with everything. Especially when they get to right here with talking about Superboy Prime.
Yeah.
And then he shows up later, so.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He doesn't show up till later, though.
In this issue.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways.
So we get, this is what I said earlier with Anthro and him seeing this city getting destroyed. Or the red sky.
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. We get... Was it Chemo?
Yeah. Who is poisoning, like, all the Earth's water or something.
Then he gets destroyed by Negative Woman.
Yeah.
We've got... Let's see here.
Is that Dark Adam? Or Black Adam?
Black Adam. Fighting... Was it Robot Man from Doom Patrol and Dove from Hawk and Dove?
And
Cole jumps in and makes his arm crystal.
I think she crystallizes his whole body, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because then the robot dude's like, yeah, let's destroy him. And the bird guy's like, no, let's not.
Dove's like, no, we can't do that. We're better than that. Yeah. Let's see here. We've got a couple of the villains.
Oh, they've got this frozen world where all the kids that make up the Marvel family.
Yeah, the Shazam family.
No, the Marvel family.
Whatever. Yes, it is the Marvel family. You know why? Because it's still Captain Marvel here.
Yeah.
Well, bam.
Was he not... Always Captain...
He gets... In 2011, when Rebirth, or New 52 happens, they change it from Captain Marvel...
To Shazam.
Because apparently it was too confusing for people.
To have, what, DC's Captain Marvel and then Marvel's Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She wasn't Captain Marvel until they got the rights back.
Yeah.
Or to the rights to that name. So, yeah.
There's a $20 deal that went down right there. I'll give you $20 if you don't name him Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Anyways, you know, they're obviously in their little kid form right here.
Yep. Adam is able to, they're bound and gagged. Adam does find a way to
get
ungag him.
Yeah, and he
Shazam.
And that kind of into, you know,
yeah, that kind of ends that one really quick. I will say, I completely forgot. Houndgen is here. And I would point that out because I didn't know who he was when we did Teen Titans.
Yep, and here he was in this.
Yeah.
For, you know, half a second.
Literally one panel, and that's it. I just found that funny. Oh, and there's Phobia.
Yeah, because, Phobia is the one that sends Steel. No, not Phobia. I'm thinking of the other one that was with those guys, the French dude.
Oh,
portal teleporter guy.
It doesn't matter.
You know who I'm talking.
I know exactly. Yeah. Portal. I think you're right with portal.
But anyways,
so it, ultimately, what we're getting is just everybody fighting each other. Like, oh look, anti-monitor is gone. Let's take over this world.
Yeah, let's go back to fighting each other again.
And it's what it is. Everybody's fighting. But then the Spectre steps in.
He's like, guys, you're fucking morons. Stop fighting. He's anti-monitor's still here. He's powering up an attack to kill us all. The only way we're going to be able to do this is if we send two teams into two different places. I think that's this part, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because so, they talk about sending the heroes to the beginning of time to stop Anti-Monitor from redoing time.
Yep, and then the...
And then the villains are going to...
I think they're going to Quard to just stop the Anti-Monitor
in this time. Like, yeah. Stop his machinations here.
I'll just point out here right now, at the very bottom of this issue, we've got what they call the monitor tapes, and it's Lila listening to or recording these tapes about everything.
Yeah.
In there, we are introduced to what they say, the boy from Earth Prime, Superboy Prime. I only say that now because these are... The four she talks about is Pariah, Alexander Luthor, Lady Quark, and Superboy Prime. They're the last survivors of their Earth, their universe. And I bring that up because we're going to get to this meeting, and Superboy Prime just shows up out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, I'm here too. Wait, what? Okay.
Somebody says, it looks like Superman, we got kind of shrunk in the wash.
Superman does say something about how when you disappeared, I got worried. And that falls
DC
into...
DC Comics presents number 87.
Yep. And that falls into, yeah, that issue. It's a two-parter right when Superman was taking Kara's body to wherever. Before everybody can really... before the teams are separated, we've got older Superman talking to his wife, Lois. Older Lois Lane. And... Obviously. Sorry. And they are... He's basically saying goodbye. Doesn't know if this is going to be the last time they see each other. She is okay with it. She doesn't like it, but she's okay with it because she married a superhero. She knows these are the risks.
Yeah.
We do have Alexander Luthor looking on, though. So, that he's, you know, creeping on Grandma and Grandpa, which is just really weird. So the teams get split up. Well, just right after Uncle Sam gives his rousing speech of whatever.
Yeah. They have all these time traveling vehicles, the bubbles from Legion of Superheroes, the Rip's time sphere, and then Time Lord, I think is what his name was, his ship. Lord of Time, I'm sorry, not Time Lord, Lord of Time. My bad.
Time Lord is a different, different thing.
Yep.
they also have Gold from Metal Man. He is going to be powering up this device to
actually,
help.
Actually, I don't think he's powering it up. I think he is being used as a conduit.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Like the power box is what they're sitting next to and what he's plugged into.
That makes more sense.
Which actually looks like two other metal men.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Lead and Platinum, I think.
Yeah, that's funny shit. Anyway,
I mean, the Metal Men, of course they could use them for that shit. So Superman, Earth One Superman, takes Alex to like the center point while Flash, Jay Garrick Flash, and Kid Flash are running around trying to power everything up. It basically coalesces into this perfect moment where everything falls into place and the heroes can go back in time and the villains can go over here in space and everybody's going to work. Everything's going to work out great. Yeah, everybody needs to be where they need to be. The monitor tapes at the bottom are literally just Lila talking about what's going on. And
talking about the rebirth of bodies like the immortal man and Swamp Thing.
Yeah, and so it basically says we have a plan. We're going to go attack the Anti-Monitor head on. And then we bring us back to the present, which we have confirmation that Tula is dead. She was poisoned by the waters from chemo earlier on. And that's that. Brainiac he decides that he's going to like shut down his processors because it's a small chance. But that's his chance of survival.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty much assured this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So, any good villain. So we've got Luther opening up the portal. The heroes go flying in right face to face with the Anti-Monitor because he was there waiting. And now he's gotten bigger. His suit now is, he decided that being the same size as the guys is what's, you know, a problem. So let's get bigger. He is just a massive Anti-Matter.
He's also been collecting all the power, so maybe his little body wasn't...
He also... all the power, but he also... I'm not going to say destroyed his universe, but sucked in it all.
Yeah, he sucked in all of it, which they're in this basically big nothingness of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's revealed that Pariah actually did not wake him up.
So you did nothing but open the Anti-Matter portal to the dawn of time. Did you truly believe mere scientific investigation could unleash forces great enough to destroy a universe? No, but I took advantage of your experiment. I converted the antimatter into energy, which I focused into your universe, destroying those worlds to gather even more energy.
Yeah.
Only then was I powerful enough to break free of my prison and to spread my rule. So, Pariah's kind of happy because he did not kill his people.
Yeah, he's over here like, yay, I didn't do it. And then Quark is like, well, Pariah didn't destroy my family? Shit, and I was going to kill that bitch too.
Well, now I guess I got to kill the Anti-Monitor because he destroyed my family. Okay. We have a full-on attack. Two-prong attack at that. Oh, that's what it was. The heroes are going back in time
to the beginning of time.
No, I'm sorry. The villains. Sorry, the villains are going back in time to Oa. To stop Krona from...
Yes, opening the portal, or opening the...
Not attacking the Anti-Monitor. Yeah. Sorry.
And then the heroes went back in time to attack the Anti-Monitor at the beginning of time.
Yes. So...
Because the Anti-Monitor's whole thing is he wants to be the hand that Krona sees.
I mean, he ends up being the hand that Krona sees. So, the villains, obviously, it doesn't work for them. It sucks. They suck. They're villains.
Yeah, they get attacked on... Krona by, well, actually, I don't know who the hell the people with the shiny green eyes are. Are those the
other Owens? No, okay. Yeah, the other Owens.
See, I didn't know if they had powers too or if it was...
Allegedly, they did.
All right. Anyways.
So,
the fuck are these guys?
Which guys?
Right here. The dude with the red Jerry curl.
No, don't know. That's Mirror Master. I think that's not Icicle. I can't remember what that guy's name is. Malador is the one guy.
Anyways, nobody important. Krona?
Yep.
Destroys them because they went into his lab.
Because Krona.
Yeah.
Anti-Monitor obviously handily defeats the heroes.
Well, he's not necessarily defeating them. But
well, he stops them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was one of those things where he's being attacked by everybody. But he's kind of just shaking it off like it's nothing. Like, they're just gnats to him.
Yeah.
Especially in his superpowered state. He stops them, he reaches...
He's like, it will be my hand, which he sees in the multi... Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then Pariah's like, someone stop him! And he's like, no one, who would dare? And then you see Spectre, and he's like, I dare, cruel one, and I will
grabs
stop
his...
you.
Grabs his hand as it's reaching through the beginning of the universe. Spectre grabs the Anti-Monitor's hand, and man, all fucking hell breaks loose here. Like, I think he rips him back down, I believe.
He's trying to push his hand in through it.
It's batshit crazy, is what it is.
Yeah.
Because how the issue ends with, like,
the universe shattering.
Krona opens it up to look at it. To look at the beginning of the universe, I'm not entirely sure if he actually sees it or not, because what ends up happening is, you're right, like, it shatters, and then that's how we end this issue. Just, like, the glass that of the world, universe, falling down. I don't really know the best way to interpret it.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just the end of the issue.
Yeah.
Kind of. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.